I think first thing is to honor those who came before me, right? So we have a lot of great leaders who have been part of the Hispanic Chamber over the years. My predecessor, Carlos Armiti, did a great job growing the chamber. And then we have board members, we have staff. Both of you guys worked for the chamber, you know, before and did a wonderful job. Mi nombre es Eduardo Platón, soy de Brasil. My name is Eduardo Platón. I'm from Brazil, but now I belong to St. Louis.
Hello, I am Gabriela Ramirez Arellano.
Y yo soy Alejandro Santiago, your host here at We Live Here Auténtico, a collaboration with St. Louis Public Radio and Auténtico Podcast, working together to share the stories of the people that make our community and this country. We celebrate each other, and we also learn from our struggles, accomplishments, and hopes for the future. We've noticed that during many of our conversations with guests, there is a common thread, a connection point that has been a resource for many in the St. Louis region. We're talking about the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce of Metropolitan St. Louis. The organization and staff have been mentioned as being part of many of our guests and community's aha moments, as well as part of their growth and journey here in our region.
So we decided to spend some time with the chamber at one of their business after hours. We set up the microphones and started talking to some of the members and hearing their own stories. Today, amigos, let's take a journey of discovery and purpose at one of the oldest Hispanic-led organizations in our region.
You know, by being part of the chamber, you guys opened doors to me. You were able to connect me with the community, to get to know the Latino community, because honestly, when I was in Illinois, in my little bubble, I didn't realize how many Latinos were in St. Louis. All I knew was Cherokee Street. Now, on a professional level, that has been very helpful to do my job, to be able to connect with the community. And so we are able to partner. We've created so many different partnerships because of this connection. And I've been able to do my job a lot more without having to worry, who do I call for this? Who do I call for that? On a personal level, I've met a lot of new friends, a lot of friends that I didn't realize that were in St. Louis. And we've connected and we've enjoyed a meal and friendship, which is what everybody needs. Everybody wants a sense of belonging. And we have that with this group. My name is Esmeralda Aron, and we live here, Auténtico.
That was Esmeralda Aron, a proud veteran who joined the military in 1994 and served for 26 years. Right after Esmeralda retired, she started working at St. Louis University School of Medicine in the Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. She is also an amazing mother to her mini-me, her daughter, and her fearless protector, Arrow, a small poodle.
Esmeralda reminds us that Cherokee Street is only the beginning when we talk about Latino presence in the St. Louis region. Today, we can all enjoy our Latino culture all across the region, from the Latino Festival in O'Fallon, the Hispanic Festival in Florissant, dance clubs in Midtown, and of course, the cuisine. There are many number of restaurants representing so many different countries all over St. Louis. This is a direct reflection of the booming Hispanic population the St. Louis region is benefiting from.
And so here's a breakdown to keep in mind. The median age of Hispanic St. Louisans is 25 compared to 36 of the general population. And according to a recent St. Louis Public Radio article by one of my favorites, Brian Munoz, the most recent census results also build on a trend from 2000 to 2010, where the percentage of Latinos in the region roughly doubled. Most of the growth in the past 20 years has come in Madison, St. Clair, St. Charles, and St. Louis counties, as well as St. Louis, where Latino residents now account for more than 5% of the city's population. You can find the influence of the Hispanic population all over the region, whether it's the small businesses that we create or the representation in the universities, corporations, and organizations. The number of Hispanic professionals with a bachelor's degree or higher puts St. Louis in the top 9 of all the metropolitan areas in the United States.
Let's celebrate who we are. Let the festivities begin. For me, I've always felt that St. Louis really wants people here and wants them to be involved. And so they create spaces that are safe for people to explore their likes, to have impact, to connect. And that cycle just continues repeating, right? If you've experienced that, then you welcome others to go through the same experience. And, you know, it just creates more innovation, more kind of pride for the accomplishments, and just more family as you go through those experiences together. My name is Cici Beltran, proud member of the Build-A-Bear family for many years, proud member of this community, and we live here, Auténtico.
Cici Beltran is the daughter of a Cuban immigrant and a young lady from Oklahoma who moved to Puerto Rico in the 80s. When Cici was 17, her mom told her she had to leave the island to go to college somewhere off the island, and Cici chose, guess where? Washington University here in St. Louis. She studied art at WashU and international business, marketing, and Romance languages. A month after she graduated, she started working at Build-A-Bear and recently celebrated 18 years there. She's also a dog mom and a board member at the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce.
The Hispanic Chamber of Commerce of Metropolitan St. Louis was incorporated on April 28, 1982. That's 40 years ago. It was then that Maria Elena Alonso, Manuel de la O, Michael Mahler, Jenny Ojeda, Anthony B. Ramirez, who also founded the Hispanic Leaders Group, Maria Isabel Thompson, Mario Santander, B.A. Villarreal, and Luis Zambrana came together to establish the HCC, as we fondly refer to it, to increase opportunities for Hispanic and Latino business owners and professionals, thereby improving the economic development of the St. Louis region.
Through all of these efforts, the Chamber strengthens Hispanic enterprise and small and minority business integration to promote a sustainable socioeconomic development and the better quality of life in the St. Louis region. The Chamber staff and leadership have done this by becoming the cornerstone for the Hispanic and Latino business community.
For many of us, the Chamber is a convening place. For others, it's a resource of support, opportunity, and belonging. Major events each year include the job fair that not only connects hiring companies and potential employees, but also provides resume and interviewing support to help tomorrow's workforce be better prepared. The Adelante Awards Gala, which is one of my favorites, recognizes the efforts of Latino leaders and business owners in the region. There's also the Hispanic Working Women event that celebrates and convenes women across the region, and the HCC Foundation Golf Tournament that brings together more than 200 golfers every year at Forest Park to raise funds for the Hispanic Leadership Institute programs for adults and high school students. Oof, so much. And all of these programs at the core are there to provide support.
And these are just the big events, Gabby. There are also opportunities to connect, meet like-minded people, work on your personal growth and development, start and grow your business, and find your place in St. Louis. Listen to Henner's own experience now.
So, let me tell you that 10 years ago when I came to St. Louis, I was looking for the Spanish community, and I started to come into the business after hours of the chamber, but it was more than 10 years ago, so I know many people from the previous people who has been here for many years. We need to make connections. My name is Henner Truxes. I'm living in St. Louis, and I am Auténtico.
Henner is from Colombia and the owner of Catatumbo Light, a small artisan cheese company.
It's small business owners like Henner that make our region more vibrant, more diverse, interesting, and why the work of the Hispanic Chamber, its staff and members, is so important for the region.
Both Gabby and I have worked at the Chamber, and we have seen firsthand the vital role and impact the Chamber plays as a vigorous and vibrant arm of the economic community whose membership is not limited to Hispanic organizations or professionals. Currently, the Chamber is made up of about 500 members. This includes individuals, small business owners, nonprofits, and corporations, all working towards the same goal of advancing economic development of the St. Louis region. The Chamber, of course, is open to everyone that shares its goals of fostering progress to all sectors of the economy, and particularly the Hispanic business community, for a better and stronger St. Louis region. Cici said something that is so true for me. it does feel like St. Louis wanted me through people that I have met all along. So don't go away. More when we come back. From St. Louis Public Radio
and PRX,
this is
We Live Here, Auténtico. You are right, Alejandro, and many of our guests and the individuals we met at the Business After Hours mentioned that sense of belonging that they found either by attending the events of the Hispanic Chamber or as a result of building community within the network. There are many member organizations helping facilitate that, such as the Hispanic Festival Inc. and its leader, Hanini Hilberg, who we had a chance to talk to about how the organization got started.
You'd never believe this. I used to work for the government. I used to work in personnel. So I recruited a lot of Hispanics or non-Hispanics to come and work for USDA nationwide. And then one good day, my secretary says, hey, a lady wants to see you. And I said, have her come in tomorrow, whatever appointment. So the lady comes in there, and she says, and I asked her, I said, what kind of position are you looking for? Have you applied? You know, all the questions. No, she says, I'm looking for you to do a festival. I said, festival? That's not my part, you know. Anyway, she said, at that time, listen to this, she says, I will give you $1,000 if you do a festival at Faust Park. And I thought, $1,000, my God, I thought it was $1 million, okay? I said, sure, we do with $1,000. So I had a couple of friends, they were also Hispanics, you know, they work with me. So I told them, I said, hey, let's do that. And they said, we never did. What are we going to do? Let's do that. Well, $1,000 wasn't enough, so we all had to pitch in. We had bands coming in for free. We had people, I said, come and, you know, cook, sell, you know. So that's how we started. And then from then on, we just continued. My friends' children, they all had to work. They all had to sell cotton candy, sodas, ice cream. You know, my daughter had to dance the whole time and sell. That was just the whole thing. It was no buts about it. So that's how it started. And then I thought, you know what? This is fantastic for our children. Not too much for me, but hey, let's bring the heritage on them because it brought it up. Like my friends, they were from Mexico and their children started learning Mexican dances, you know, folklore dances. And so they perform over there. And I thought, see, this brought the culture out. And that's how we started. And then from then on, we look for more people. And then, you know, I'm talking to you about 27 years ago. And we continue. And during, you know, then we expand to another festival in September, which is at downtown, you know, at Sular Park. And that just became a little bit bigger. And then from there, we went to Day of the Dead. And that's how we brought it up, because I thought, I know my culture. I was born and raised in Bolivia, so I need to teach them what is the Hispanic culture. Many of them are second generation. They were born here, and you know, they didn't really know what their culture is, or even the language. You know, so that's why I decided we will continue, and we just keep continuing and expanding with more things, you know.
As you heard from Hanini, who I adore, the Hispanic Festival Inc. got its start 27 years ago and coordinates Hispanic festivals and presentations throughout the St. Louis area with the purpose to unite us, uniting us to each other and to the greater community. And for 27 years, the Hispanic Festival has been increasing regional awareness of the spectrum of cultural contributions made by Hispanic musicians, dancers, artisans, and chefs. This also serves to preserve the vibrant traditions and to educate the next generations.
I always love attending the festivals and enjoying the amazing flavors and smells. It reminds me of my Mexico. I even had the chance to judge the salsa contest from several restaurants and food entrepreneurs 1 year. And just this summer, it seemed like the event and the crowds were twice as large. A newer initiative out of the Hispanic Festival is the Latinx Arts Network and all that they are doing to promote the arts, such as the Building Bridges mural near the Del Mar Loop. The hands behind the brush know the importance of representation and leading this endeavor were Colombian Luisa Otero Prada, Mexican Aleida Ertel, Peruvian Kara Lara, and Colombian Eliana Cristancho. The mural focuses on migration, diversity, youth, and hope.
My name is Janine Hilbert, and I live here Auténtico, and actually I'm Auténtica.
A friend to the podcast, Ricardo Martinez, has had an experience of his own with the Hispanic Chamber. What he says was a turning point for him.
One of the turning points for my personal development in my career has been the Hispanic Chamber. And that's a huge part for me because, you know, growing up, again, whenever you saw that there was Hispanics working trades and then you never saw representation, but going to the Hispanic Chamber, and I remember the first time I went into an event, you know, and there was diversity. And that to me showed, you know, whenever I saw every type of representation in one room, really showed to me that success is open to everyone. And I do really believe that that has been the biggest contribution to my personal growth and making sure that I can keep moving forward and I just have to keep improving myself. You know, that success is open to everyone. You just need to keep working for it.
That was Ricardo Martinez, founder of JuntosAdelante.com. To him, the chamber was pivotal to believing that he could be something different and more than the limiting perceptions of what the Hispanic community is and does. I loved when he said that the chamber showed him that success is open for everyone.
Oh my God, that resonated with me so much. That was exactly my experience. When I moved to the US, I found myself in a journey of identity. For the first time, people asked me where I was from. Are you Latino? Are you Hispanic? I was never asked those questions growing up in Mexico. So I had to think of who I was in this country. That led me to just want to blend in at times. But it was when I started working at the chamber that I saw Latinos in positions of leadership and power, that I was so empowered into believing that I could just do anything. It was that visibility that gave me the permission to be.
Thank you for sharing your journey, Alejandro. There is so much more when we come back. We have heard about the impact the chamber has had on the people that have attended events and joined the chamber as members. And we see the impact for small businesses as well as alumni of the educational programs and the advocacy the chamber does around the economic contributions of Hispanics in the region. And there's more work and impact the chamber has in the community and the people it serves, as well as the St. Louis region.
Yes, there's so much more. Chambers of Commerce in general have the mission of helping businesses grow and develop through programming and networking most of the times. Specifically, St. Louis's Hispanic Chamber of Commerce has been a local and national recognized organization in our region for 4 decades that also advocates for Latinos in our region. It's a hub for even more things.
Thanks to the chamber, I met this Hispanic and Latino community that I didn't know exists here in St. Louis. Also gave me the opportunity to know more about the companies, the small businesses that San Luis has, that really has a lot of potential here. Like if you are an entrepreneur, there are a lot of resources for you. So the chamber helped me provide me a huge perspective of all the things, resources that San Luis has.
Alejandro, something that ethnic chambers like the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce do different than non-ethnic chambers is that it purposely creates a safe and open environment for people that have similar backgrounds and experiences. In this case, because of St. Louis's small but growing population, and also the fact that we are a dispersed population, meaning we're not concentrated in one area of the city, but rather we find growing pockets in certain areas, makes it hard to pinpoint where the Hispanic community is and where we need resources.
Yes, the Hispanic Chamber has also specific tools that address some of the needs of the community here in our region. For example, The staff is bilingual in Spanish and English. So entrepreneurs that are looking to start a business here but had limited English or Spanish, the chamber has the ability to help them in the language they prefer.
Something else that comes to mind, Alejandro, is the Hispanic Leadership Institute. Demographics show that the majority of the Hispanic population in St. Louis are young people. Can you believe that the majority of Latinos are 9 years old or younger? So this program is meant to bring leadership development topics to high school students and show them the multiple opportunities here in our region, from universities to skilled trades and everything in between. Plus, it helps the students and their parents start to build a network of support as they navigate high school graduation and their first jobs.
It is important to note that the Chamber is not an organization that only serves Latino businesses. It serves everyone, just like every other chamber. Take a look at the sponsors that support the work and variety of industry its members are in.
My name is Ricardo Garza, born and raised in South St. Louis, Mexican-Italian, Latino, really proud of my heritage, and my family runs Club Atletico. So we're Latino-owned and operated, and we're here to serve the community and unite cultures through sport.
For Ricardo, growing up, he found that the city was not inclusive in the sport. And he told us that is why he wanted to fill the void and make soccer accessible to anyone and everyone who has the passion and the talent. Ricardo is passionate about this work because he wants to make sure that today's youth get the opportunities that he did not have growing up. And that's why he is now one of the first and only Latino soccer coaches and runs an international high school sports academy as well.
And that's why I feel like I have to keep the team going, because it's the highest level. And it brings the credibility to the process. And we just want to motivate kids that there's a chance for you. Like there's a shot. If you're 10, 11, 9, you come, you see a 21, a 18, 19-year-old kid, that's their future. Mm-hmm. So I have to keep this going so the path is going to be there. Like the kids that are here tonight, my players, they're graduating from college.
Ricardo shared with us that he's working to grow the team and working to finance their own stadium, all while giving his players innovative opportunities to meet the community and helping teach the players a mindset of serving and collaboration. And that's why he invited the team players to attend the business after hours to network and promote the team.
My name is Ricardo Garza from Club Atletico St. Louis, and we live here Authentico.
My name is Carlos Ramirez, past president and CEO of the Hispanic Chamber and currently vice president of community engagement and business development at Midwest Bank Center. After going to two separate universities, I was able to then be recruited to work at the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. And even though I thought I had a hodgepodge of skill set because of my previous experiences, I realized it turned out to be exactly the transferable skills that the Hispanic Chamber needed. And I always wondered if I could make it in a different world. And so I took the chance. I took the opportunity, picked up my family, and we moved from San Antonio, Texas to St. Louis, Missouri, and gave it a shot. So it was great. And I was able to spend almost 11 years at the Hispanic Chamber as its president and CEO. And I figured I still had one or two moves left in me. So I had the opportunity, because I served on Midwest Bank Center's board, I had the opportunity to then start a position helping the Hispanic population and others in lower moderate income and other people here in the region to learn about the bank and be able to be bankable. And I think that our motto really is helping everyone rise together, really has been part of my motto really in everything that I've ever done, whether starting in education or going to the chamber and now going to banking, is just I always wanted to help everybody rise together. I really would like to see the Hispanic Chamber continue to take a leadership role in helping the economic development of the region, but playing a very important cog in the wheel to really help the Hispanic population be considered as it has been and be able to help everybody rise together. And, you know, rising tides lift all boats. So I think that if the Hispanic population helps our community grow, I think it helps the metro area. And if we continue to work with the Asian Chamber or other chambers and other ethnic communities to improve themselves as well, I think we all win. Hola, my name is Carlos Ramirez, Vice President of Community Engagement and Business Development at Midwest Bank Center, and we live here up in Authentico.
Yeah.
As we end our conversation, we want to highlight the work other ethnic chambers are doing in our region to help our small businesses and work towards the economic development of our city. Please make sure to engage with the Asian Chamber of Commerce of St. Louis, the African Chamber of Commerce St. Louis, Heartland St. Louis Black Chamber of Commerce, and most recently, the Afghan Chamber of Commerce of St. Louis.
Whether you're a small business, a student, professional, in corporate or in a nonprofit, if you're looking to make connections with amazing groups of people doing great work in our region, do not hesitate to connect with those chambers and tap into their networks and resources.
Maybe you'll find your next career move, your next bestie, or why not, Gabby, the love of your life.
You're always thinking about love. Oh my God, that is definitely a good reason to go. Thank you, our beautiful audience, as Alejandro loves to say, for taking the time to listen. Please make sure to support We Live Here Authentico via our social media and follow us and let us know what you think. Until next time.
Adios.
Bye.
Live Here is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Find out more about our guests, get show notes and more information, and of course, check out our previous episodes at welivehere.show. St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Thanks for listening.
Support for this podcast comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.